shareholders borrowed or took large amounts of money from the bank and invested that in very shaky investments. So some of that is still there and some of that has been lost. And yeah, basically they used it as a private investment fund.
And some of these shareholders are the brothers of Afghan President Hamid Karzai.
Yeah, we have one brother of Karzai who's a shareholder, and we have one brother of Vice President Fahim who's a shareholder.
And Fitrat, the central banker, is saying that he's in danger for making these accusations. If you are going up against the president's brothers, would that be dangerous?
Well, in Afghanistan, everything's personal. And so if you go public and you smear someone's name, because that's the way it's being seen, that's taken very personally. Basically, Fitrat went into Parliament, briefed Parliament publicly on what was going on in the central bank. He briefed Parliament on the research, on the investigation that they had done, and he named the biggest borrowers in the bank, and those included the brother of the president and the brother of the vice president. And so they were not very pleased with that. They were not very pleased that they were presented as corrupt individuals. Whether that goes as far as really putting his life in danger, I'm not so sure. But he was very much under a lot of pressure.
He was under a lot of pressure from Afghan officials, but also from the international community to clean up this bank.
Yeah, it was very important for the international community. It actually became the main point in the negotiations between the IMF and the Afghan government. And the IMF is still not satisfied with how much the Afghan government has moved on this case, and are withholding an agreement which is making other donors withhold funds. So it's really a big deal.
And this bank, just to put it in perspective, it handles about 80% of the government payroll, and that's salaries for policemen and teachers. So it's really a part of sort of the running of the government. How stable is it, and what potential ramifications are there from this scandal?
Well, what happened is that they split the bank into sort of a good running part, which is the part that handles the salaries at the moment, and then the part that holds all the loans that should have never been given. And that part's in receivership, and they're trying to get as much back from those loans as they can. But in general, the banking system in Afghanistan is very shaky. So there is a bit of nervousness that any other banks that got into trouble or any other big media issues could really shake the Afghan economy.
And I want to go back to the founding of this bank. It was founded in 2004 by an international poker player.
Yes, that's right. It was founded by someone who didn't have experience in the banking sector. He did have experience in the hawala sector, so in the informal money transporting sector. But it is clear this is also part of the lack of regulation within the banking system.
Okay, it's an interesting story. Thank you so much for digging into it.
Yeah, welcome.